Pawtucket to the shores of Orange Beach and all points in between. An insider's perspective on Alabama politics. It's the Jeff Poor Show.
I don't think Hank done it this way.
Welcome back to the Jeff Poor Show at FM Talk 106.5. Thank you very much for listening on this Tuesday morning. 251-343-0106 if you want to weigh in on anything we are talking about today. Also on the program, coming up here in about a half hour from 1819 News, Editor-in-Chief Ray Mellick will join us. So you'll want to stay tuned for that. Joining us now on the line, very pleased to bring on my next guest. Very kind to come on this program. As always, when we get guests, we're very grateful of that. But he is the Democrat nominee for United States Senate here in Alabama. We'll face the winner of the Mo Brooks-Katie Britt contest on the general election ballot. Will Boyd joins us on the line. Will, good morning. How are you?
Good morning, sir. How are you doing today?
Doing well, doing well. Thanks for making time. But before we get to the boring politics stuff, you travel the state of Alabama. Do you have a preferred barbecue restaurant or style that you like?
Well, you know, I'm originally from South Carolina, as is the case with Mo Brooks as well. But we have this barbecue that my wife has picked up, the sauce, I should say, she's picked up from her grandmother. It's been passed down to her. And it has a mustard and a vinegar base to it. Can't really find that in this area, but we frequent Moe's Barbecue often in our area. But and of course, back in North Alabama, when I'm there, there's a Bunyan's Barbecue that I frequently drop into. But I'm traveling the state looking for anybody to tell me or prove to me that they have the best barbecue.
That's Bunyan's. I've forgotten about that one as well, but it's a good advice there. So let's kick it off here. You're the Democrat nominee. You won the Democrat primary outright on May 23rd. Tell us a little bit about yourself and why you would like to be a United States Senator.
Yes, sir. Well, of course, my name is Will Boyd. I'm running because I believe every Alabamian should have a shot at the American dream. As most people probably know in the circles that I run in, I happen to be a bishop. So I serve as a pastor to pastors all around the world in over 18 countries. I also serve as the pastor of a 162-year-old church in Florence, Alabama, North Alabama, of course, and spent a lot of time in Hoover and in Birmingham, going back and forth between those locations when I'm not traveling the whole state on the campaign trail. I have a background in education. Of course, my degrees are in engineering, Bachelor of Science in Engineering, MBA. I have doctorates in management and psychology with a Christian worldview, and also in religion. That all being said, I like to just call myself the person who's the husband, the father, and just the servant to any and everybody. But I've served as a dean and a professor. I've served as an engineer to build businesses worldwide, Fortune 500 companies. I've helped people start their businesses. I've written books, so all over the place. But for the most part, what made me push to run for this Senate seat, obviously as it's being vacated by Senator Shelby, is the desire just to help people. I've held a number of roles in my fraternity organizations, as well as in politics. Starting with city council, really going further back in high school. I mean, I should say that when I was in college at USC, working as a house page at the state capitol. So I believe this is the time to step out and show Alabama exactly what a true servant leader looks like.
Tell me, so this election cycle is expected to be very tough for Democrats, or particularly in a red state like Alabama. How do you break through? How do you counter the trend that a lot of people think is going to be the trend in this midterm? What do you need to do, do you think, to try to resonate with general election voters?
Sure. Without giving the playbook away, I ran for lieutenant governor in 2018 with Walt Maddox. The variance between Walt Maddox votes and Kay Ivey's votes, Governor Ivey's votes, were 327,000 voters, roughly speaking. The number of African Americans who did not vote in that race, Jeff, were about 337,000 people. So I would argue that Alabama is probably more of a blue state than people believe. And I could prove it by the numbers. But the tough part is getting people energized and out to the polls. And to be very frank with you, as much as we attempt to do that, there are a number of things that keep happening in the political cycles, perhaps from the Capitol, that cause some of the people in the demographic that I just mentioned not to be as enthusiastic about going to the polls. But we continue to run an issue-based campaign. We continue to go county by county, listening to people, talking to people, and we really believe that the turnout will put us in a position where we'll do well. With that, I honestly think this is an election cycle where the gun violence has become an issue. A number of other topics have risen to the top, and I think people are really looking to see what candidates have to offer. And because I come to the table as someone who checks a lot of boxes for Republicans, Democrats, and independents, people are looking at my campaign and very interested. I have a lot of Republicans and independents and Democrats who are very supportive of what I'm doing. So I believe this will be a different cycle.
Well, let's talk about Democrats. One of the issues, at least in this Republican runoff, has been Democrat crossover voters. And Wade Perry, I guess today's his last day with the ADC, but he was on social media, said that, you know, that Democrats, and I don't know, he may have been just trolling or what he was doing, but this is kind of a topic going on the Republican side, that Democrats are crossing over and playing in Republican Party politics. And I guess it was more of an encounter to Mo Brooks, and they were voting for Katie Britt's the allegation. Anyway, what do you think of that? What do you think about Democrats voting in Republican primaries, one-party state? Does it bother you, or do you think that maybe that is just, you know, as long as they come around on in the general election, then that's fine?
No, I'm without any, I'm unashamedly a former party county executive committee chair. I'm also a former state Democratic executive committee member. I've also mentioned that I've run for lieutenant governor, and obviously I'm the Democratic nominee. I never advise any person in any particular party to cross over in a primary. I advise them to stay with their party. And of course, when they are in the general election, there may be times they want to, obviously not going down a straight ticket, choose people on different sides of the aisle that best meet their concerns. What I'm seeing as I travel the state is there are some people who feel like, in my case, they said I was going to win my race handily without any doubt. They felt like they didn't have anyone at the local level they could vote for. So they wanted to at least have some say. Every one of the candidates for sheriff, for example, were Republicans and they were Democrats. They wanted to at least have some say who their next sheriff or county coroner might be, et cetera. So that was the logic there. But even in those discussions behind closed doors, I made it quite clear we don't need to interfere with another party's primary. I think parties should elect their nominees. And then when it comes to the general election, I think we should all, you know, as Alabamians, pick the people that we think will best meet the interests of us as individuals, as collectives. So to answer your question again, I don't believe in crossover voting.
Well, what do you think? The Democrats in this state really, you know, we went through the Nancy Worley, Joe Reed era, and then Chris Englund comes in, and it's supposed to be a new awakening, a new dawning, but it's still been a struggle a little bit. What does Alabama, what do you think Democrats need to do? They don't necessarily need to be have a viable two-party right now, right away, but at least get on that path to where they're taking, they at least have a puncher's chance at winning some races.
Well, let me just make this clear. And I think I obviously know your background and where you're coming from with the radio listeners as well. I would say Republicans could argue that, or Democrats could really argue as well, for many decades, Republicans were in the same position the Democrats are now. But you could well argue with strategy, with looking forward, forward thinking, working together, they're able to turn things around and be in the position that they're in, you know, the state Senate, in the House, et cetera. That all being said, I think Democrats are at the point where there's a shifting, a watershed moment where we are turning that curve. And I believe this is one of those election cycles where you will see more Democrats being looked at and considered and even make it across the finish line in victory. Because again, I think people are tired of partisan politics and just straight ticket voting and putting people in office who are not doing what they promised on both sides. So the party itself, being direct about the Democratic Party of Alabama, I think we have to be unified. You know, it's beautiful that we are a big tent and we are accepting of blue dogs and yellow dogs and people who may be leaning more to the left, some people who may be slightly left of center. I mean, it's a beautiful thing to have a big tent, but right now we have a lot of different groups. Again, it's wonderful to have silos where everybody's working on their special interests, but everybody has to come together, and that's what I'm doing with my campaign. Uniquely, I have groups that normally did not spend a lot of time together all pulling behind my candidacy, my nomination, working with me to this finish line because people really want to see Alabama move forward. So I believe my campaign alone is what we not only unify the Democratic Party, but also help us as a state of Alabamians come together as one.
Joined by Will Boyd, he is the Democratic nominee for U.S. Senate. Kind of in the same vein, talking about the Democratic Party. After Doug Jones won in 2017, there's at least a roadmap. Now, special election with a flawed candidate don't happen every day. I get that, but you saw where he did well. And you look at the map, and it was Auburn or Lee County. It was Tuscaloosa County. It was the Overmountain suburbs of Birmingham, places like that, where, if anything, some voters there would at least be open to the idea of voting for a Democrat. Do you look at that 2017 experience and maybe say, these are the places where I could probably at least make some ground up against a Republican candidate?
Sure. There you go, getting in the playbook again, Jeff. Yeah. If you look, first of all, at my primary win, and I'm thankful for my team, we won every county, without a doubt. Every county went purple on my map, which happens to be my favorite color. But that all being said, as we move to the general election, there are a group of people called the Doug Jones voters. We know who they are. I know how many they are. I know how many college-educated people would tend to lean in our direction. I know males versus females, those families with children, without children. Sure, we've drilled down into those numbers, and we're very much aware of what it looks like, what the path is to victory. And I can tell you with all confidence, everything that I've spoken to date regarding this election has come to pass. My team and I have really looked at numbers everything again is working in our favor. So I believe we're going to, on November 8th, have another victory in spite of the fight that you might see in the Republican runoff right now. I'm confident that whether I run against, Mrs. Britt or, Congressman Brooks, I'm going to be fine. By the numbers, I believe there are a lot of challenges that Republicans have to overcome in this race. This is not just a race where Democrats have to work very hard to win. I believe this is going to be a fight for Republicans. So that's something I think Republicans need to take a look at as well.
Well, we're up against a break here, but folks want to find out more about your campaign. You got a social media page or a website or anything they can check out?
I do, and I'm welcome to stay as long as you want. I know you have somebody up for the half hour point, but I'm here as long as you want me. But if anybody wants to visit my page, it's drwillboyd.com, drwillboyd.com. If you want to email me, info@drwillboyd.com, Dr. Willboyd for Alabama on Facebook. You can actually see Willboyd for AL on Twitter and even Instagram. But the easiest way to reach me is to go to, again, drwillboyd.com. My telephone number is 205-769-4422. You're welcome to call, give us some advice, tell us what you think, and we welcome your calls.
Will, we appreciate your time. We'll get you on again soon. Thanks for coming on today.
Thank you so much, Mr. Ford. Have a wonderful day.
You do the same. That was Will Boyd. He's running for United States Senate on the Democrat side. Let's get a break in here. This is FN Talk 106.5.